page 117. Listening. Exercises 4A to 4C.
Welcome to BookPod. I'm Meera Gupta, and today I'm going to talk about the memoirs of three contemporary women. They have things in common. They've all suffered through and survived traumatic experiences. But these are three very different stories. First is Taking Flight by Michaela De Prince. Unlike the other two women I'm going to discuss, De Prince started out with a difficult life. She was born during a war in Sierra Leone. Her father was killed when she was three, and her mother died shortly afterwards. Then she was sent to an orphanage where she and other orphans were forced to flee the war on foot. Throughout this harrowing journey, De Prince clung to a magazine picture she had found of a ballerina in a glittering pink skirt. In the end, her story takes a fairy tale turn. She's adopted by a kind family and pursues her dream of becoming a ballerina, eventually becoming a member of the Dutch National Ballet. All in all, it's an inspiring story for young readers. The next book, written for adults, has no fairy tale ending. Wave by Sonali Dhananigala tells of the devastating loss of her entire family, her husband, two young sons, and parents, when a tsunami hit Sri Lanka in 2004. Beautifully written passages about her joyful family before the tragedy are painfully interwoven with the story of her grief. There's no happy ending for Dhananigala, but in using her writing to grieve, she also uses it to celebrate her lost loved ones and to ensure that their story is remembered. The last memoir, Tell Me Everything You Don't Remember, by Christine Hyung-ok Lee, is also about a happy life thrown off course. At 33 years old, Lee woke one morning with a terrible headache. Thinking fresh air might help, she went out with her husband and was soon seeing sideways, as if the entire world had shifted 90 degrees. Became difficult to form sentences and to call up memories. Doctors determined that she'd had a stroke, and for 10 years, she kept a journal as she struggled with recovery. Like Dhananigala, she uses the writing to process her experiences. But in this case, there is recovery at the end of the journey. So those are three interesting memoirs that I've read recently. How about you? Send me your recommendations.